In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. When God created man in the beginning of the creation, He gave man the power to subdue the whole creation and have dominion and to have authority over what all God has created. And this was given to man as an order from God to subdue the whole creation. And one of the things that man lost after his fall was this authority over the creation. That's why it was from the beginning we see that the creation came against Adam and Eve and started to rebel against them. Adam, who was able to name the beasts and to be friends to them, they became his enemy, and he became like running from the beasts and running after them. And one of the objectives of the incarnation of the Lord and his appearance in the flesh is to restore to man again this power and authority to rule over the creation and rule over all what God has gave to him. That's why today we hear in the Gospel of St. John that as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. And in another translation, this word right is translated into power or authority. So all of those people who are now counted among the believers, they have this authority to become children of God. But on what exactly man should rule? This authority is for what? First of all, man should have authority over himself. And this is the challenge that we see today. Man subdued all the creation, have power, dominion over anything that's around him in the world that we live in. But still till now, man is struggling to have authority and power over himself because he still did not receive him and did not receive this power and authority to rule over himself. Man should rule over his emotions and his passion. And that's why, unless we have this power and authority to rule over our own emotions, we will never be able to love our enemies. Those people who struggle with this commandment, how I can return evil by good, they did not still receive this authority from God by which they can have dominion and power over their own emotions and passions, by which they can return good for evil and love their enemies. When man has authority over himself, he will be able to forgive those who insult or hurt him. When man has authority over himself, he will be able to love God and use this passion in a productive way. It's all about if I am making use of the authority or I am deprived of it because I am under the authority of another desire or passion that is overruling my life. Man should have authority also over his senses. I remember His Grace Bishop Yusuf speaking about some people who allow their senses to become like an open house. They have no authority over their senses whatsoever. They feel compelled to receive anything from the world around them with no barrier. Any temptation comes to their senses without filtering. Their tongues has no control whatsoever. They say whatever they say without even trying to control this. They totally lost authority and power over their senses. They are like open house that everything can come inside it. His Grace Bishop Suriel in one of his lectures said, imagine a house in a hurricane area that has no windows. It's open. What's going to happen? Whenever these winds will come, it will destroy this house in no time. This is exactly a man who has no authority, no power over his senses. He is open to all the temptations around him, and he is just a recipient to all of these with no trial from his side, to have dominion or power over his senses. When man will have power and authority over himself, over his emotions, his passion, his desires, his thoughts, he at that time will be able to manage others. It's a big problem when we try to manage our children while we still were not able to manage our own self. How we are going to tell them to have power to rule over their lives while we failed by giving this power and authority to others or to our desires? There are many things which is now fighting against this power and authority that is given from God to man, to those who believe in Him. And this is one of the areas where Satan is working very hard to deprive man from this authority. We find now man is enslaved to many habits, and some of them even look like it is okay, but when we look at the outcome, when I cannot get rid of it, then I am enslaved and I have no power over myself. I will give you some examples. Now man lost his authority, his power to become a child to God, to smoking, to drinking, to gambling. All of these deprive man from his ability to control his own will. And all people who are enslaved to all of these habits, they say the same. I have no dominion over myself. I cannot fight this desire to go and gamble. I cannot fight against this desire to smoke. There is no way I can get free out of it. Of course, there is a way, there is a hope, there is a promise from God to those people who believe in Him to be freed from all of these, but we have to make use of this authority. Man now is enslaved to sexual immoralities. We see the temptation around us everywhere, and we find no resistance whatsoever. We just receive it, and we subdue ourselves to it, and we submit to these immoralities. We live with it as if this is okay. We cannot help it. There is no way we can resist these immoralities. And it will again will lead that man will be enslaved and lose his authority and power. Man now also is enslaved to the anger. How many houses are destroyed by this destructive form of anger, that you hear the people saying, I have no control over myself. Whenever I break in anger, I don't see who is before me. It's again one of the things that's fight against the ability of man to rule over his life. Man also is enslaved to laziness and negligence about his duties regarding his spiritual life. And we feel that this is okay. When it comes to this area, I am diligent in all other aspects in life, but when it comes to my spiritual duties, I feel like I cannot make it. It's very hard for me to stand for five minutes to pray, and I assume that without prayers, I have another exit to or entrance, another way to the kingdom of God. This is a deception from Satan. Man also, in our contemporary life, is enslaved to the fun. Everybody is going and seeking after fun. And this is one of the things that sometimes we struggle with, the young people. You can have time for fun, but fun should not be what you are after all the time. I remember in the convention of the youth that was concluded a few days ago, Amba Yusuf, he gave like a statement to the children, to the kids of the college about this. You have many, many hours to have fun at, but you are here for a serious purpose and reason, and you have to make use of it. If everything will become fun, then you are enslaved to this. You lost power and authority to this thing that we assume it's innocent. What is the big deal of having fun? Fun at the time when we should be serious is a great sin. Man who enjoy this authority over his life, over himself, will enjoy many, many things in addition. First of all, he will enjoy freedom. And this is what we hear in the Holy Scripture, that when the Son will set you free, then you will be really free. Those people who have the ability to have dominion over their own will, their own life, they enjoy freedom. I am not enslaved to habits. I am not enslaved to something that can take me against my will. Also, those people who enjoy this authority over their life, they enjoy peace. They are reconciled with themselves. There is nothing trying to tear them inside. They do what they want to do, not what they feel compelled to do. It's a great sense of peace for those people who exercise this authority over their life. Those people also who exercise this authority over themselves, they live a life of contentment. They feel content with themselves and content with the world around them. They are not tempted to go after anything, either the love of money or the fun. Their emotions is controlled, and then it's very easy for them to enjoy this sense of contentment that God gives to those people who exercise this authority. Then the question today is, am I able now, after I gave my leadership to another thing, to again regain my authority over my life? Yes, for sure. This is the message of the incarnation year and after year. He came to give those people who believe in him the authority, the power, the right to become children to him, not to any other power or desire that try to enslave men. Then what I should be doing? First of all, I should examine my own life and see whom I am enslaved to. If I am enslaved to a bad habit like drinking or smoking or gambling or sexual immorality, then I have to admit it. One of the main things that people try to do in order to avoid confronting themselves is the denial. I have control. Once I want to quit gambling, I will do this. I am not an alcoholic person. One day, whenever I want to quit, I will quit. And they keep on denying, and they will never be able to be freed when they deny that they have a problem. So the first step, I should have hope that he is able to free me. Number two, I should examine my life and see the areas that I feel that I am enslaved to. Like the love of money. People deny this. A lot of people say, no, I do not love money, of course. I'm just working in order to maintain my life. But when money is my master, it rules over my life, it leads me to do whatever things to gain this money, then I am enslaved. But I do not want to realize or recognize this. Number three, there are some spiritual exercises that help man to regain this authority. On the top of this list is fasting. Fasting is not a changing food. It is not torture to the body. It is not for the church to exercise authority over the people. It is an opportunity, a golden opportunity, for us to regain authority, to say no even to the desire of wants to eat. And when I start to say no, maybe to my tummy, after this I will be able to say no to my other desires that I struggle with. Number four, it is very important to start maybe subduing my will to the economy of another person. Yes, this we practice during the sacrament of confession, that a lot of people resist because they do not want to accept something that might not be appealing to their own will. Start by obedience. Start by having a spiritual father that you can share his thought with and accept his guidance, and maybe to go against your own will to fulfill the law of obedience, and see how God is going to help you to have dominion over your own desires and your own life. Today, the message of the Feast of Nativity to all of us, that he came to again for man to restore power and authority over his own life. We are all called to exercise this authority as a children to God, and we should not let this opportunity to go without making use of it. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.